Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Yeah, welcome ones and ones.
Style it up, style the studio.
No, my friend, just to see a clap down there, I'm asking that, buddy.
Okay, I'm asking that.
Round of applause, man. Round of applause for the big show.
Schooler, man.
For the big show.
I'm scared.
Yeah. One more week on them. One more episode. Episode 15. And for me, this honestly feel like we are... Feel like a rebirth.
Last week was 14. Called 14.
Yeah, last week was 14. Yeah, 15 of them.
No, we did say 14 last time. Because I said almost it. Sure we did say something like 11.
I said it. That's great.
Yeah. Damn. Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
15.
And it's on camera.
At this stage, you realize we in the game.
Yeah, boy. And sometimes it feel like a rebirth now because after all, and the viewers not going to know, but we had a really big producer in studio last week. And she dissects some whole heap of things and give us some pointers and some things. So
she bought up some away.
It bought up some away and put some away on the manners and things. So, you know, I feel like the rebirth is now. Yes, I feel like the rebirth is now. Like, we're going to take what we had before and build up on that.
Let's do that.
And that will feel like it's going to be great. So the viewers are going to enjoy it. I, for one, I'm sure me are going to enjoy it. What am I up to?
Good enough.
What's the week been?
Week has been good.
Week has been
happy,
strong.
Healthy.
Yeah. Nothing exciting going. I mean, Sunday was my birthday, boy.
Yeah, big up yourself, happy belated.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I said I have birthday on the day.
You did. Yeah.
Big up yourself.
Many thanks, my bro. I want to tell you.
I had a great time.
It finished last night, if I'm honest.
I couldn't make that mission as helping youngsters
get. I know if you could, you'd have been here. So,
yeah, man,
it's no issue for me.
I mean, I never get invited, you know, but I mean, you know,
you did. You did, because I dropped the invitation in the group.
The invitation was in the group.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, the group.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Okay. But I remember you don't really read messages.
Right? Yeah, and they really care about us, so that's enough. You have way more important things to do, so you don't really follow up our little group.
All I want to really say. Well, the good thing is that you have more important things to do.
Right?
You have a lot of husbands that don't have anything else important.
Ah, shit. That, my friend. That is a way to introduce a topic.
I don't know, because I ain't a husband.
All right.
But this might not necessarily be a bad thing.
Yes, I don't want to talk about you. It might work out better for you. So,
to play the role.
I guess we should be shit for a little bit. We can go straight into the topic. The topic this week is... People, and I'm going to read, your message, you know, forgive me. The topic is a man's view on married couples that only have sex once every 2 or 3 months. How often should couples fuck? That's exactly what he said. And I found it interesting. I mean, I said, coming from where I'm coming from, there is no way I can be satisfied with having sex once per week. Much less 2 or 3 times per month.
But I tell you, I remember.
Hmm.
I remember, this was around 2017, I would say.
Damn.
I was in the gym. Yeah? And it was about 5 hours training that day. Like a group I would train. My name was a trainer. We would train with a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he's not our trainer, but he just trained with me.
Right.
So, young boy, you know, I think he was like 22 at the time. And like, so the man, they might talk about them life, you know? And more time when people get into them conversations, especially in the gym, I'm very quiet. Because I have work to do, I'm not really pay attention. I'm not really the one who knows a man, personal life.
Mean personally, I'm not going to gym for socialize. So I get it.
I don't
know. So, we're there, and I hear the man, I'm talking, and like, man, I'm a boss, and the man, I'm saying, yo, me just say, what comfortable maybe like once every 3 weeks or whatever. And so the trainer now, like he must say, once every 3 weeks, no, you're God, man. Hmm? I said, maybe in a good month still. We might go 2 times, maybe 3. And me say, so me say, I ask a question, 22, what are man? Some say, ask the trainer, I say, yo, when you say 2 and 3 times, you mean 2 or 3 different occasions, or you mean you, every time you go, you pop 2 or 3 times? That's what me ask him. Man say, no, man, like 2 or 3 different occasions.
For the month?
For the month! I mean it, I mean, I say, yo, something wrong with me. Me, I want to something
wrong. Something wrong with me, too?
Because them time, I fire 2 shots before the session. Before the gym session. I know something I have 2 more before fire.
After that. Yeah. Going like that, they have much something else. Yeah,
bro. I understand that. I was weird.
I understand it. But at it 22, was a real thing.
At 22.
Me not understand. Me not understand.
I mean, I'm not looking at the individual.
Them
time them young boy, you know.
I don't know.
Are the girl terrorists?
No, but couple of the man them were attacked. They married. I wasn't married at the time. Mm. But couple of the man them they married. And like me, I said.
So they must sleep with this woman every night.
Me, I say, yo. Me know what happened with my wife and my married girl. This is after the first marriage. So me know what happened. I say, yo. But that's not my first marriage.
What?
Yeah, man.
When they break down, they get to a point where they never feel each other.
Yeah, man.
So,
I think the longest was like 9 months.
So why you automatically believe that boy is loss of love?
I don't want to say loss of love. I'm saying on a connection. Yeah, I know what that's like. I've been in those situations.
I suspect that a lot of the times, it's not a loss of love. Why? A lot of the times people are having this the bunny rabbit life. A lot of reasons why.
I can think of a few reasons. And I've had experiences where life gets in the way. I mean,
yeah.
You have children, you have work, sometimes work take you out of town. I remember my tell us there was a point in my life where I was home less than I am other places. Like, when I come home, drop my bags, and I know somebody leaving in 2 days' time. You know what I say? So that for me was, I never really enjoy my family and them things in those moments. So mm-hmm. I can understand if life impacts you, and a 1 month, you know what I mean, something going on and you don't really get fit. Bro, but, brother,
you can be at home every night.
Mm-hmm.
And just circumstances, so children and everything, I you know the Netflix and breeze a little bit is sort of like I hear a little bit about what go on today and you say, Ray, and you watch a movie. And when you do some check it, daylight, and you say, yo. And before you know it, you know, the days, the connectivity is there, you know, everything good, but just the run of the days is you or she have to get up on any time and say, yo,
you ain't gonna say.
For the past, like, 5 days now. And you said,
yes.
5 days.
Sometimes 2 weeks.
We got to talk about 5 days.
I can understand. But those are one-off situations. Because right. On a normal basis, you know, say, every night you go light up, yo, I come with both extremes. Brother, you used to deal with that woman. Every night, I go lay down, best believe, so before I can close my eyes, I have to make sure, say, I fulfill my
husbandly
duties.
Yeah, my wife likes to sleep. I think she gets turned on by me sleeping.
Yeah, them things that get her excited. She says, hey, we got to run so much.
So a lot of the time, you just fake it.
She doesn't like when I sleep. And what?
Something else.
Fake sleep? Oh, just forget it.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to talk about like a man's view, like I really believe that is a direct correlation between sex and frequency and intensity and the relationship. That's
and the bond.
Yeah. I believe so.
Intensity. That is a key thing.
Right.
Because any, let us say you're having the sex.
So you must have one or the other.
Let's say cut down from every night to whatever it cut down to. But you start find say it become
better.
No, it's a function.
Right.
That at the time you need to sit down and start ask yourself some questions because we do have sex 4 days now.
I know
when we have sex it's like yeah.
It's like a chore. It's like a chore.
Well, not even so much as chore. It's just that it don't have no intensity.
Yeah.
Because that now tells you something either you now feel to deliver
something
or you now get back something.
And that's it, you know. Thankfully, we have this platform. Enough of the youth, them, especially the younger ones, when they have sex, they fulfill some fantasies when they're seeing a porn and something when they always imagine. So, the intensity what Craig referred to is the quality of the sex we have. When you have that connection now with the person where your action and their reaction complement everything so like well. It fucking feel like magic, bro.
Flow, yeah.
It feels like magic.
Emotion sex better than performance sex. You
know? And that's why we remember we had the conversation last week when I tell you, say, yo, I'm not even going to waste my time and entertain certain people. Sure. I'm not attracted to you, I'm not even going to feel
like what I feel like.
I'll tell you something. I don't know, as tired as we might be sometimes, you see that connection, you know you just want to sleep. But you see the moment you lay down and just make a one turn and a other. You say, no, before we go to sleep.
When you have to reach this one.
Organically, just
sorry for your talk about business, but you don't know. I sent her a picture yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Don't show us.
No,
I'm not going
to show. Yeah.
It was just a picture of some text, though. You
know? Okay. I could show.
One of them memories don't even let people do.
It was a post by a girl. She called herself the Lulu Light Legacy, and she said she don't want chaos. She want kisses on her shoulder while she washing the dishes. So I'm send that to my wife because it's a thing what I always do, you know, like I'm see her do them things, like wash dishes and them something like I'm getting to see her shape and then when she wash the dishes because she
but yeah, shakes up.
Yeah, bro, it's a thing so I always end up right there, like because can't pass it.
I know all about it.
So like I'm gonna send her a message, I'm gonna say, see, you have it good enough. Like they're doing things.
See, the dishes is the one, but you see, you have a girl like something white which have a hand wash.
Bro.
You see that motion when she goes so
the thing is because a lot of women would take that and then carry it to places where that's not really where we're seeing it is the appreciation we have for the body, the female body in motion. There's something about it. Even sometimes, like when the room dark, and you she coming into the bed. So you know what she look like, and you might can't see it, but you have the picture, and you see the little silhouette coming in. It's a thing.
Yeah, but
you
know? you feel that appreciation. That's not your physical attraction to her.
Ah, but that's what I'm saying.
You used to. In the beginning, look at her and calculate that physical as part of certain. You see, now that's almost a spirit.
So that is it.
That intertwined with your own.
But it brings me back to that same thing when we talk about the masculine view of the no sex, because what that is right there. So you know, is understanding that is the connection that is arousing these things.
Yes, really. Sir.
So when you see the absence of these things, you have to question and assess and reassess the connection
and the quality of that relationship.
Yes.
When I see a young, functional, person who is comfortable saying, if I not talk about them, they are med school, I try to study and them have student loan, functional. Mm-hmm. And them sit down and find it quite normal to say, these things hardly happen. Mm-hmm. And everything else about them, you know, you realize, say, yeah, man, them sit down and, so everything functional. That weird, you know.
But could it be?
Yeah, weird to me, but
no matter that weird.
I think when you.
I think you have covered.
When you dissect something. When you dissect it and the impact it would have, because. And I think women need to know this, because we said it last week too. Each of us talk about what we want. You said peace, both PEA and PIE. I said, feed me, fuck me, and shut up. You said you want quality time, but another quality time that you want like a pum pum.
Respect.
You're right. That's what I'm saying is, every man's fundamental is there is sex in the relationship. No matter who you be. If you want a woman, you're gonna have sex with a woman. Sex is an important part of the relationship. So when a woman deny a man sex, bro. I mean, I gotta assume say a woman deny him sex. It's probably an unfair assumption.
It could be the other way around. Let me explain. That's what I was going to ask a while ago.
Shit, go.
As playing the devil's advocate.
Mm.
It's like, could it be a situation where these new generations are just not as interested in sexual intercourse as
their libido is?
Yeah, because you find that men especially, let's speak about what we know, that men's testosterone level
is dropping
significantly.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be a situation where the men coming up now are just not as interested?
I hear a lot of the women saying,
no wonder.
Young boy, by their lifestyle that is supposedly designed to make them want more.
Rubbish.
The lifestyle is cutting down them performance.
Mm.
So truth be told, the activity start to cut down as well.
Oh, so the embarrassment.
It could be.
So what them do?
Yeah, because the woman
energy. Energy.
Higher standard now.
Yeah, but guess what? Them release the energy in a negative way. Because remember, this testosterone, if not delivered and diluted as nature should have it, it has to come out some other way, you know.
Through aggression.
And that is why a lot of them now get it going. And they spend too much time.
Nah, perform.
No,
so them are.
And I don't care. I'm going to say it.
So them are accord.
Uno and rum, boom, and
weed. Yeah, that's special.
And weed and grabber.
Coconut water.
Dumb.
We'll just say sip.
No, the truth is,
special and brown brew.
Well, when you ever hear say 20-year-old, I live Panam, what them call it?
Viagra
or any of the other variables
that enhancements.
A 20-year-old?
No, sir.
You out there run like horse and you think you need to take more things to get going sooner or later. It's almost like you're trying turbocharge a Pro Box to run like a Maserati.
Hey.
It's a bono.
Hey. When me at 20-year-old, me at 300, I must be 30-something pounds.
Lord fire.
At 20.
Yeah.
And me a fire shot like much less.
Let me talk about me at 20-year-old. What I will say is,
dangerous.
What I will say is,
speak about 20.
My first child. Line. My first child was born when I was 20 years old. I'll say that and say no more. I'll also say what both of you just do was neatly describe and package what we are now seeing as the new age bitch niggas.
Mm.
And we can call them that because clearly them testosterone levels have met them into like some little bitches. You know what I mean? Which is why they act the way they act. And some of the little things, the moment see them get after them get fired up over me, I said, them cute, okay, like, nah, which day a man can look on me and say nothing to me and make me account, crash out them way up on the internet.
No, but you're talking about when you're 20. When you're 20, and the three of we, and we drive from Monday, we say, right, we're going to party. It's understood, you know, if you're not go with one,
you're left with one.
And I tell you something, if you're not even left with one, try no say. If I the last girl in the party,
she could have
looked like a Dalmatian. It don't matter.
She because could have been
Jerry Powell. The last thing you want in a life a tomorrow morning, a man said, brother.
So you strike out.
You don't know what happened last night. The man in a corner lean up, dog. Souls are playing, every man a move on.
And
no, no, where the youth them are doing now. No, the youth them know. A 40 of them walk.
Yeah, true.
And true. The 40 of them. Everybody angry. Them go a party. Everybody stand up. Yeah, them not interested in the woman.
Them separate themselves from the woman. I've noticed that.
And them insulated to a level that is all about we. Them not have the energy.
Well, I'm glad you didn't bring me back to the woman.
Them not have the energy.
I'm glad my brother is back.
But internally, it is all about we doing. However, there is a place and an importance for women.
Yeah.
But it is all about, it is still all about personal development. That's why I'm asking the devil's advocate question, you know, because.
May I play a God advocate?
Fair, that's fine, that's fine. We can be on opposite sides at this point. But what I'm saying is that, is it possible, is it possible that they're just another point or pin or section of the same part that we are on to the same end enlightenment?
No.
Is it possible?
No.
It don't feel so to me, but I wonder.
You swear?
No. Alright.
Alright, the judge said no.
When the judge said no, I know.
Guess what, Craig? You saw when you are walking in the desert and we are trod to a destination that is different from sun and thirst. We might not know exactly where it is, but we have tried it. Then you just stand up in the desert, and I say, oh, don't know. When I'm building the sun, you know.
Yeah.
And if them drop down, also. And if them not drop
down, also.
Them not have no, the direction, no, you have to have about them now, the direction.
I can tell you one significant difference.
Getting married.
I can tell you one significant difference, you know. Them youth are nowadays, you know, audience, we, call us backward, whatever you want to call us. I'm sure back in the days when we were 20 years old, no man never go, even if you do back your face at one time or two time, you never go tell nobody. Then you tell nowadays openly, like, man, they tell you, say, no, dog, we beat off about 3 times before I come out today. Bro, that is also impacting the look of you then.
Yeah, because
like, the accessibility to porn and anything.
Bro, that's virtual. All do. Bro, I'm not intimate with my bridging them.
Yeah.
That kind of levels on a daily basis is intimate with your brethren now.
Yeah.
Brother, I see the way they might interact. But, so the man them deal.
But hold on, but curb the background though. Because remember, you know, it's not a girlish thing. So we're not really.
That is the girlish argument.
Yeah, all right. Yeah,
I'm not really the opposite of having sex. hardly are. Hardly. No, it's not girlish.
No man, but with, exactly so. So we're not going. Yeah, so we're not go. Because a completely different topic, you know. Like the youth, they might just not get no girl. It's a completely different.
I know one again.
It's a completely different topic, really.
I could have wanted them.
That's a topic we need to discuss too, right. Because them youth know what it is, bro.
Right, but what may I say though is when a man reach a point where he choose now a woman to build with and for spend the rest of his life with. How is it that within that relationship, barring of course distance and when people are traveling or whatever,
right.
How is it that within that relationship now there is no intimacy?
Him never have the 20.
Oh.
Him never lived the 20. Him true. Never lived the 25. Him never lived the 15.
Him never
lived the. So that now so you see him at 40. Nice car, nice job. You feel, sir. As the time go by, him was not on that bicycle.
That is assuming says 40 married.
No, let's say married 35.
I suppose at 25.
Well,
so him still.
If he married at worse. Even worse. And guys, it depends on him socialize, understand what marriage is. Because you have some man going on this thing and say, this is a woman, you know, me and her forever. And him part of being sacred. Him look upon her and it's like him feel say, this is a treasure where you only open it up.
That is it.
Sometime. so, because it's so special, you know, want to finish.
So,
they don't listen to the answer. It can't done.
It can't done, yeah.
It can't done.
I want to trap up to my 20s.
Yeah.
Mid to late 20s, where that's my tell you, bro. But I just want to sleep with people, woman. I never want nobody for myself. And at that time,
I never had that stage where I was purposely going after people.
I don't know about that stage.
No, there was a time when I just never
wanted. That, that is,
if she's single, I don't want her. And it was a commitment thing. I don't want to commit.
That's her bad.
Yeah, I don't want to spend the time for me, your main man. I just want to provide a service.
That bad man.
Yeah, you know I mean.
That sound like being
man.
No,
so,
bro, I'm gonna show you how I was assisting these relationships.
I've never had that.
In one particular instance,
there's a woman who said to me, yo, she believes that her husband now sees her more like a mother, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so him not have the same level of sexual desire for her.
Well, go again. Him start to see him woman like,
well, him, I guess he put her upon too big of a pedestal because this are the mother and children. Him know all the certain things about me, would that make you feel like a dirty girl?
Yeah, but bro.
Because she ever be my dirty girl.
I don't know.
Him put her up here so him know all. He not even want to fly a pitch on her.
He'll never be a deal.
He would have put her behind a glass case if him could.
Yeah, but I'll never see her the way Miss.
That's you, Rodney. But may I show you, say, yo, there are some
mother,
men
who
have that problem though with them. Right.
She believes that's what I'm saying.
Right, that's what she explained it. Because she said it was like him almost have too much respect for her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but he might trick himself.
Unfortunately.
He might trick himself.
Thankfully, I was there for make her feel like a dirty girl. And I was assisting that relationship. You know what I mean? I also know of situations where the man them, as you rightfully said, now perform at a particular level. And before them go seek help, them take out them anger and frustration in different ways. Them get violent to the woman and them like a thing. So there is impact, and I can speak to it directly because I've seen it. You see me? The next thing we can think about
erectile dysfunction is something that...
Shit, let's talk about that.
Hold on.
That's not.
It's a... Hold on. Anxiety performance. Erectile dysfunction. And I make sure add anxiety performance because sometimes...
Yeah, it's a mental thing. Yeah. Sex is 90% mental.
You know? Now, correct. If you believe that... Just picture the alcoholic. Weird analogy. Just picture the alcoholic who is sitting in a bar, decide him loving the alcohol thing, but him still in the environment and him a laugh and reason and chat. Him well want a drink, but guess what? Because him know the chances that I'm going to get drunk and it's better him avoid it. The man who go home and know say, all right, him can't perform, or at least the last two times.
Mm.
The best thing for him to do now, him spend time with the kids and put them to bed.
Mm.
And him do everything.
She say, all right, she go sleep. Him say, yeah man, me a forward.
Never thought about it.
And him sit down and him there on the thing at work.
Well, that's
and
one
him come in, when him know say she falls asleep, itch up. Daylight, ready for go work. So he, in a premeditated way, avoids the possibility. So hopefully, 2 weeks will pass. Him thinks and now, all right.
Him good.
So him go again, it work. But him still have this doubt. And before you know it, 6 months pass, them have sex 6 times. And she will compensate for him by saying, hey, I get it. Work, the kids,
But this is where the money need for. Be brave. I'm gonna see them doctor my life.
Yep.
I tell you what. One at a time, them come and catch COVID, boy, cheater. One at a time, them catch.
I've never had that shit,
brother. One at a time, them catch COVID.
No, it passed.
Come a day, I mean, I say, yo, my tool feel like it get impacted, and I'm gonna go my doctor. And my doctor say, yo, no worry, man. That's one of the side effects. Come, I couldn't taste, I couldn't smell. I like, I just never have the desire for have sex. I say, no, that's something wrong.
That was the first time you contemplated in your life. If you couldn't stand up to it, you'd have to face the reality.
And then, may I tell you this in a red me? Would I buy assistive devices? Because my bridge have a store. You know what I mean? And them man, they have everything. So if you push come to shove, I may have to buy one toy.
So be it.
But the good thing
is, do the thing.
Yeah.
The thing have to be done.
But the good thing is there's medication and all I really needed was time to recover. And I was okay again. Thank God. But I mean,
what you never feel in that time, even though it's COVID, you never feel in that time that you realize how much time has passed now.
Before I found out it was COVID, panic. Because at this point, I say, yo, look, I may have blood pressure issues. Because there was a time when my blood pressure did spike. So I said, yo, blood pressure, I'm going to sugar. All kind of things.
Is this the end?
No, I say it can't be the end. Because I know my virgin have some pills.
How important should it be to a man to perform? Like how important should it really be to put on your best show each and every time?
For who?
To the man.
To the man.
No, but when you say the best performance, your best performance is going to depend on the actors that are in the show.
Right. So
she don't need
Value is co-created and it must be agreed upon.
Yeah.
If you ever said this is my best performance, you can get confirmation here, babes. You like that one there? The one that iconic?
Yeah.
You get your confirmation. Yeah. But what I will say is, and everybody in here, so my confidence is not performing on it.
Because you know, I overperform.
I'm not necessarily. But there's a reason why my confidence is the man in the room I perform.
Yeah.
It takes a certain level of confidence. It builds a certain level of confidence.
Like, arrogance.
Yeah. A borderline arrogance. Yeah. Because Salaman. You know, say, yo.
Salaman.
Exactly. Uncle Balti. You know, say Uncle Balti facing charges like a G. I say, yes, sir. All of them girls will see me a beat. All of them happy. Yes. Uncle Balti knows them serving purpose. You see, there is, and that is it, the confidence factor that get impacted. That's why I'm going to talk about when women turn down men. Because imagine how you feel now, you come to boom. This is your woman, you approach her one night, no. And next night, no. And next night, no. What happened to you? You're going to feel like something wrong with me.
No, man.
You're going to feel
You can think so if you want. Me not think that.
When?
Once she turned me down today, you best have a reason. This.
Hey, you better write it down.
This really.
I'm going to stand by your JP. How me sound?
So, if we reach second night, we're not going to go to the third night because.
All right, so.
Either this problem, whatever it is, going to talk about and deal with, or.
Yeah, I get some bone in there.
No, or you go on because clearly this is our. If it's a we problem, it have a talk about. If it's you and somebody else's problem, it have a talk about. If it's you and the next man, it not have a talk about. But it have to solve because the third time not coming.
Mm. And so let me talk.
You're mad.
And the married side. Because I can only speak on one side.
Yeah, because you can't really walk with
somebody. Yeah, so there's no walking away, there's no dunning, none of that is.
And that's actually what the topic is.
Right.
Sex, marriage,
yeah.
So turning down, I don't really understand it. Because if one person, there are times when, you know, my wife went under the sheet and more, you know, and she said,
I'm tired.
But we never really serious.
Mm.
You know, if I'm serious,
when you're tired or not,
there's no. Yeah, but I understand. Like
she's gonna wanna.
Eventually,
she didn't at the time, but
yeah, man. If you approach a thing with conviction, then you're supposed to achieve the results that you go for.
Just a little bit.
And it more vice versa too. Like really, if she decides that she really wants it to,
But Craig, I'm not looking at.
All right.
Is
she know what to do?
What to do?
When you know, said you're the pioneer last.
Precisely.
She rub one little moment and suddenly you say, Superman.
I'm going to tell you, the time I spent as Joe, it changed a lot of things of how I perceive life. Because watch this.
You're traumatized. You're scarred.
You realize
it. I say I'm enlightened.
It becomes something where.
But it's just like I know the dynamic of other people's relationships. So when this woman that comes up, woman, stop and link me after work, and then she knows that she has to go home to her husband. Right? But yeah, go home to your husband, and I said, then suppose him decide to say more peace. She's going to be like, Still, I'm tired, I remember a headache. And I'm not getting none. And this would happen for weeks.
Mad.
You get what I'm saying? I tell you, say, this woman that should have stopped at gym. She'd have probably spent 45 minutes at the gym. Then she'll come on my head and then she go home.
So hold on. Because I carry right into something.
At some point, at some point, you know, look upon her and start for.
Hence me asking the question. I say, yo, if you're gonna link me every day of the week, I say, yo, you're not go when at which point you're gonna sleep with your husband. And she say, yo, she's not giving them. Them and thing that would show me them, so having that insight, make me know, say, yo.
So this is some, why I phrased the statement in the group chat the way I did.
Mm-hmm.
When I said when I spoke about frequency 2 or 3, and then I said, should how many times should married a couple fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I have found that I don't have an excuse the expletive, so I'll look at it. Because they don't always excuse me. I have found that a lot of people when they're married, they stop fuck. Every now and then them make love if there's a point where they might have sex. Them don't fuck.
Yeah. Because when you were dating, you didn't have as many responsibilities. Now that you're married, the contractual arrangement and the circumstance makes responsibility like replace riding.
And them lose the excitement.
You
have the excitement, you know.
No, that the thing is, it is important.
Her career, your career, no. Children.
No, but that is what I want to say now. It is your career. Mm-hmm. It is your career.
It's your number one responsibility.
It's part of your
duty. You're a better parent.
Whatever you need to do to keep that alive, it is absolutely important because that foundation is what carry you through your other careers.
You believe it as loose as its own? The better sex you have, you're a better parent.
Better
husband. You better organize.
Better performer in general.
Good. But, a lot of people, and this is from my bridging them, and the man them, I don't know otherwise, but that same experience, because I have spent a lot of time in my life understanding a role, like when played. A lot of men out there are such great providers. They are probably men that we could have sit down and look upon and say, yo, you know, say, so a man for really take care
mm-hmm.
of him house, him family. Him.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, in doing that,
sacrifice,
it don't even appear to the individual. And more and more and more is one thing him doing. As long as she's happy.
There you go.
But yet, she then called me. And when she called me,
she just wanted to cook.
You have to sit down and say, but aren't you happy? Yeah, but
it treat me like a dirty girl.
But it also shows you that
and that important.
Them can get this much.
We have
might important man.
And this much can crack it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. True. So you have to pay attention to your woman. But alright, so
and she have to pay attention to you too.
Of course, 100%. I would love one day if we could have a elder virgin in here. we can talk about it from a point of experience. So maybe like somebody in them 70s that has been married for like a 35 years or something like that. We can speak about the frequency at that stage of the marriage. We are talking about like people in their 40s and 50s. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Early 50s, late 50s.
40s, 50s.
Right, 40s and 50s. Right. But what about bridging in them 60s, 70s, 80s?
I actually want the viewers to drop some little thing in the comments. Give us some feedback in the comments. We have 2 minutes. But let us try to wrap up on the advice. What type of advice would you give to the people who are in sexless marriages? How would you recommend that they fix things?
Figure out a way or forget your mind in a place to go home and fuck your wife tonight.
Mm-hmm.
After that, it's supposed to work itself out. But get your mind in a place to go home and blow her back out.
Exactly.
Don't lie to yourself. and say, oh, this is great, and always find boxes to tick. As if, oh, it's, you know, it's not like it used to be. We're more focused on other things. One or the other is lying, and one or the other is going to be out there trying. Don't lie to yourself and speak to each other.
Ah.
You can't sit down in a corner and solve two people's problem. That's it.
I was actually going to go there, because in closing, I believe if we find a way to communicate openly, like, you can't mind to somebody, you can't talk to them. So find a way to communicate openly and say, yo, because people change, people grow. The things that you used to like last week, you're probably not like this week. But you need to find a way to communicate that and be intentional about it. If it means you have to plan one weekend and just left the kids at Kingston, lock up in our hotel room, fuck for the weekend, my lad.
Yeah, but do it.
Get back that little thing there in your wife, boom, boom.
But the preparation of it, do it independently.
Oh.
So the mental preparation, do it independently. Don't include her in the preparation.
I never stop.
When you're not ready to communicate and talk, as Rodney said, do it after your fuck her.
I never stop her.
Dean, beg 30.
Go on.
I always say this. As a couple, the changes that you want to make in your individual life, make sure you communicate this before. If you have on weight and you decide that you want to lose 100 pounds, talk to your partner. If you decide, say, 100 pounds and you suddenly want to get
never
this.
Never talk about that.
If you want to, because the way I met you and the way you met me, he said people change. That's true.
Yeah, you can probably,
but
just
at
not
some
be
point,
physically attracted.
I don't want to say I no longer
want to
recognize
next
who
week
you are. That's all.
I just figured it out. Next week, okay. You will drop our next one in the group on my thing. So all we right can continue that into with this one into that next week.
Cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are at the end of yet another episode.
Hey, yo, hello.
Thank you for sticking and staying. We appreciate the support. As always, we are blessed to be inside the studios of Ideas Evolution. So scan the QR code. You don't know, book your time, make sure you see your forward. Spend some money with us. We appreciate the love, we appreciate the support. Like, follow, share, subscribe, all of them wonderful things there. Until next week.
We're willing to put up a painting from a great young artist.
Absolutely.
And promote it for you somewhere on this one.
And we're also looking to advertise for talent. So if you have something you want to advertise, link, drop again, scan the QR code. You can get in contact with us that way. Spend some money with us. We appreciate it.
Right.
Until next week, this has been Unscripted. Shizumanesu.